In merit of Akiva Baruch and Michal Devorah to build a bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael, I want to share an idea on this week's Parashat Tazria. We see the consequences for speaking Lashon Hara are that you're sent away from your tribe. And Rashi explains why. Because you create a distance between a man and his fellow, you're distanced from everyone else. Midah k'neged midah. And in last week's Parashah in Shmini, we see the laws about keeping Kashrut. There's a common factor between the Parashiot that are you using your mouth for Kedusha, for connecting to Hashem, or Chas v'Shalom, for distancing yourself from Hashem and creating dispute. But also at the beginning of this week's Parashah, we see the idea of on the eighth day that a baby boy is born, we do a Brit Milah. The Brit Milah is a covenant between Avraham, Hashem, and the Jewish people forever, and we know we make a big deal of a Brit Milah. And the Rambam says, this is the part of the body that is naturally wild and out of control, but we curb the natural desires at the baby's young age, and this is the foundations for life, to set him up to be kadosh, to be holy in this world. And we say in the Brit Milah, just like he entered into this Brit Milah, so too should enter to the wedding, to the chuppah, to good deeds, to mitzvah, and to Torah. Because you enter into the Brit Milah with pureness, with quickness. You don't delay the Brit Milah. So you should enter in all your mitzvah, all your actions. And what's the common factor between all these things? Use yourself, control yourself to be pure in this world. Shabbat Shalom U'mevorach.